This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A partial midnight. The House last night did approve a spending bill, but it's believed to be dead on arrival when it reaches the U.S. Senate. And the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump won't be blinking first.
The president's been extremely clear. If they don't get this done, then he's shutting down the government. And he said that just a few minutes ago via Twitter.
The Senate not expected to approve the House okayed measure, which does include over $5 billion for the president's ordered border wall. Pope Francis ordering priests who've raped and molested children to turn themselves in immediately, making the demand in his annual Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy a couple of hours ago. He vowed the church will, quote, never again cover up sex abuse by priests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
After President Trump announces he wants all U.S. troops home from Syria soon and half of the troops in Afghanistan back, his Defense Secretary James Mattis announces his resignation effective February. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
everything that indicates stability, everything that indicates strength, everything that indicates knowledge is leaving this administration.
A tough week for rocket launches. Now SpaceX is hoping to finally get its Falcon 9 rocket off the ground tomorrow after weather and tech problems repeatedly kept it grounded this week. The mission is set to carry a next-generation GPS satellite into orbit. Winter is here. Today, the winter solstice, shortest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. After today, the days will get increasingly longer until the summer solstice arrives on June 21st. Whatever the season, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Justice Department speaks out regarding Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker and a big investigation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker does not have to recuse himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein from the Justice Department.
We've continued to manage the investigation as we have in the past, and it's being handled appropriately. Bob Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or Matt Whitaker or Bill Barr, that investigation is going to be handled appropriately by the Department of Justice.
Again, that report from USA's Tim Berg. Police in Toledo, Ohio, say officers shot and killed a suspect inside police headquarters yesterday. A post on the Toledo police website saying all of the officers are safe. The building was secure a short time later. The suspect, though, was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating another act of vandalism at President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A video feed set up by TMZ.com showing a man dressed in black bending down and scribbling all over the star on Wednesday morning. A message was written with two big swastikas drawn underneath. The Trump star has been a popular target for vandals. The Hollywood landmark has already been replaced after it was destroyed twice by separate men with pickaxes. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and
nature. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Garcia is with us, the CEO of Vicker Financial, former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department in 2017. Chris was appointed as the National Deputy Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce Minority Business Development Agency. He was a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, also advised the White House on economic and business policy. Chris, always good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, Bill. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Well, looking back over our shoulder before we look forward, a lot to celebrate. A good year for business this past year, right?
Yeah, great year. I mean, we're seeing obviously some of the action by the Fed that's going to perhaps result in a little bit more of a slowdown in 2019, but you know, that only comes as a result. The action by the Fed only comes as a result because the economy has done so
exactly.
Well, because businesses have done so well. So that's what's real exciting about this. It's been a great year.
Well, Chris, I guess you and I share the same sentiment because I felt that what Powell had to announce and what the Fed has been doing is really tamping the brakes on the economy. I mean, you know, it's like, can you be on our team for a while here? I mean, it seemed like you were on the Democratic side for 8 years in helping buttress what they were doing or failing to do. We're starting to make things happen, and, they want to claim their shekels back because of how they overextended themselves under the previous administration.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really an interesting, discussion to have as you dive into some of the details, right? You know, when you see interest rates going up, it's because the economy is doing well. You know, the Fed raises interest rates because we've mastered under this administration the fundamentals of the free market. What does that mean? We've cut taxes for both corporations and individuals, give people more money to spend on their own. Mm-hmm. Consumer confidence is up. Manufacturing optimism is up. Now, just this last report that came out, I think in the last day, we see manufacturers' optimism at all-time highs again going into 2019. We've deregulated, number two. We've deregulated and allowed businesses to operate more freely, more smoothly. And I always say that it's important to take a look at any issue, whether it's, any kind of political issue or a business issue, like making sure that we grow and protect the economy and have the room to expand. We have to look at it in an international lens. We have to look at this through a global economic lens. We're not fighting amongst ourselves here domestically in a vacuum. You know, we have to remain competitive as a nation when we're taking on these nations like China, who have been bad actors. So we're renegotiating these trade deals. When we look at our foreign policy strategy, we have to have a strong economy. We've got to have a unified force to support the president to make sure we put America first. And so that's why I think this is an interesting thing to look at as we take a look at going into 2019.
Well, you bring up a good point, Chris. It's kind of ironic. You know, I caught myself talking about, you know, in some regards, we have to look at this globalistically, and that's kind of what you're saying, is that what America is doing is extremely positive for the greater community of nations, because they see what we're doing, and we know when there's a stronger America, we're able to help our trading partners, and you know, it spreads out. Even though there is this sentiment of America first, you know, kind of like what we've talked about before, reminds us when we're on the airplane, you know, when they say when those airbags come down, you make sure that you get your airbag on first before you help your neighbor, right? And and there's a reason. There is a logical reason why you do things that way. And much the same way that this president and, you know, his advisors are consulting him as well, is along the same way. Is that, yes, you look at it as America first, but America doesn't operate in a vacuum. What we do and our strength, you know, spreads out to others and encourages others, you know, and what we've maintained in the greater picture of, you know, the World Trade Commission, and that is that if the you know, playing field is level, that is going to increase and rise the natural instinct for competition, which God only knows how many Bill Gates and how many Mark Zuckerbergs are out there that are kind of just hidden and held back because of the lack of competition. But if we're competing on a level playing field, I think this really opens up an incredible amount of opportunity for the entire world.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and that's exactly what it is making sure that we raise the quality of life for people, not just in the United States, but all across the world, and that's called, in economic terms, you know, this Pareto optimal solution. You know, how do we create solutions not just for the United States, but for other nations and the citizens of those nations around the world? How do we make everybody better off without making others worse off? So that's what the beauty of President Trump's administration is. When you take a look at the trade renegotiations, just taking on China, for instance, the last two decades, how much they've lied and cheated and stolen, and the cyber espionage they've been engaged in, the real you know, threat that we've seen from an economic warfare perspective, President Trump's taking that on. And what that becomes is by issuing, you know, by renegotiating these new deals, this new USMCA deal between Mexico and Canada, that strengthens an alliance. Next, renegotiating a deal, we've already got the Korean deal, we've got the Japanese deal. Next on board is, of course, the EU and the UK. Mm-hmm. But this becomes an alliance of free market economies, these property right protecting economies, these economies that allow their citizens to innovate and grow and invent. And that marginalizes nations like China, like Russia, like Iran. And so if we can continue to build that coalition of the willing, so to speak, everybody gets better off.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the USMCA, because, you know, a lot of presidents would have loved to just be able to renegotiate NAFTA, but it's taken somebody like Trump, who's got the intestinal fortitude to take it on. And as you say, with our European partners and getting this all worked out, yes, there was no question going into this that there was going to be a little bit of, you know, grief, what I call grief to happiness ratio as we get through this. But on the other side, Chris, I mean, this is brilliant. And you talk about a legacy for this president. Not that it's so much all about legacies. I mean, history can talk about that later on. But I think we're extremely blessed with this opportunity right now to have Donald Trump as the CEO of our country taking on these heretofore most difficult topics.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it takes. It takes somebody with an outsider's perspective, a businessman's perspective, or businesswoman, a real CEO that has what I call a sense of urgency. You know, having served under Secretary Ross under his leadership at the Commerce Department, working with the White House, what we see is President Trump's drive, his sense of urgency, you know, his high energy, you know, like a phrase he likes to use, that is contagious. And those that are with him and those that work around him who are on board, it infects them as well. They catch that sense of urgency and they get things done. Those that are not fully supportive of his doctrine, the America First doctrine and the America First priorities, they don't, you know, those are the ones that get marginalized. Those are the ones that get pushed out.
Exactly.
But those that are here working at the White House, those are the ones that, and frankly, when he empowers, for example, his U.S. trade representative, Bob Lighthizer, mm-hmm. empowers him and says, I'm going to support you more than any other president in U.S. history has supported their trade rep, then wonderful things happen. So it's great leadership quality that the president has.
Without a doubt. More from Chris Garcia when we come back from the break. Stay with us, America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Come and behold him, born the King of Angels.
Back with you.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Chris Garcia continues with us, the CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. Chris, because you work so closely with Wilbur Ross, Wilbur Ross is one of these, I want to say, silent geniuses. I think people do not appreciate Wilbur Ross's experience and genius that he brings to the roundtable here. Can you give people some insight into Wilbur, please?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, my experience with Secretary Ross, Wilbur Ross at the Commerce Department, you know, it really became apparent that there was one focus, you know, the main focus that he had was creating a more balanced trading atmosphere, creating a more balanced and fair trading environment for the United States, because we've been taken advantage of for far too long. But, you know, you hear all these reports about how the president and Wilbur Ross and Secretary Ross have fallen out, how, you know, the president thinks he's past his prime, and all these reports that, of course, always are using anonymous sources.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what I found was that the president and Secretary Ross worked very well together. The president has lots of confidence in him. It's because they both come from similar backgrounds. They mm-hmm. come from business backgrounds. They're not government bureaucrats. They know how to get deals done. They know how to use the right techniques to get people to the table, and they know when to walk when they need to walk.
Yeah.
So the major focus that he had while he was and he still has as he's leading the Commerce Department is creating these more fair reciprocal trading deals, and he's done a fantastic job of using the tools that the Commerce Department has at their disposal.
Exactly. Well, Chris, I just had an extended conversation with the Bank of America. Very excited about entrepreneurship in our country. It is at an all-time high. Minority business owners continue to grow dramatically. We're real excited about that. What do you see for 2019?
Yeah, 2019 is interesting, right? So, you know, we've got, you know, 2 years under our belt of rapid economic expansion, but where the fundamentals are strong. You know, this was done the right way, not through government stimulus, you know, mm-hmm. and by government stimulus, I mean quantitative easing. But this has really been done through through fiscal policy and making sure that the fundamentals and the environment is conducive to entrepreneurship. If we continue in this direction where, you know, Democrats perhaps continue to work with Republicans in the House to pass, you know, let's say workforce development legislation, infrastructure legislation. You know, these are things that are important to the president. These are things that are important to really the country's future.
Exactly.
We see STEM education and STEAM education, workforce development to get these individuals trained, to get Americans trained to take these jobs in these tech companies, these, you know, engineering companies that are at a, you know, there's a dearth of qualified personnel for. So if we're able to, at the from a government's perspective, get some of these bills through, it's going to require bipartisan support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the president is very bullish on making sure the United States remains competitive. And I see a very, very strong future in 2019 when it comes to the markets. I think that, you know, government has a lot to say, mm-hmm. And they have a lot of input when it comes to the markets and you know, tech companies growing and expanding. You know, making sure that we're competitive on a global scale. So if we continue to rapidly grow, if we continue to rapidly expand, which is going to require the cooperation of Congress, then I think that we're going to have a very, very bright 2019, very bright 2020, and that's going to be good for everybody.
Well, and the Fed has said that maybe another half point or so, maybe a couple of interest rate hikes next year. Again, I would only hope that they would manage that in such a way, because we're not too far away from where they want to be. We're just about a half point difference right now, if I'm reading what, you know, Fed Chairman Powell has said.
Yeah, so it was interesting to hear him say that there were perhaps three planned rate hikes in 2019 that has kind of been, you know, they backed down a bit and said that they're now planning two rate hikes in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That to me signals that maybe they're, you know, they're never going to admit that they were influenced by the White House, they were influenced by the president.
Right.
But maybe they've been doing a little little more digging and taking a look at some of these industries that are still in need of recovery.
Exactly.
You know, we're looking at manufacturing, housing. So I hope that's the case. But really, the Fed's got to really keep a close eye and keep their finger on the pulse of the economy. They can't just use what's been done in the past, you know, because this is a completely different global economy, a completely different U.S. economy under the leadership of President Trump. And so I think it's going to take some really careful analysis as they decide whether or not to raise interest rates.
Well, in light of, the trade dynamics that you and I have been talking about, there's a lot of moving parts here. And that's why I said that, I'd only hope, and I understand, they want to be separate. They've got, about $4 trillion on their balance sheet they're trying to square away. Okay. And we can all kind of, I think, share in the pain of that if we understand we're all on the same team, that a healthier economy, and we get these other sectors that are still a little bit behind, we buttress them up and give them a chance to, get some air under their wings, so to speak, makes these rate hikes a little bit easier, and it could be win-win for everybody, can it not?
Yeah, no, it can be, and that's why it's so important to have, and I think the president's, I think he's pleased that they're backing down a little bit for 2019. I know he's not happy that we've got a hike in, coming that was just announced by the chairman. But, I think that this is why it requires, the independent Fed is great. We need to keep an independent Fed. But I'll tell you, we haven't had any president speak out the way President Trump has, which he's completely, in the right to do. He's completely allowed to do that. But because I think President Trump is pointing out things that the Fed may not see, because he has the bully pulpit, he has the platform to be able to reach that level of importance in his messaging, and so I think that there's definitely a piece of Jerome Powell and the Fed that was influenced by President Trump. So hopefully they're in tune with that going into 2019 as well.
Well, Chris, a lot of controversy right now on the Hill. The president says, hey, I'm not going to sign a CR here. We've got to, I made it real clear. I need some money for the border wall, national security, and the Dems are holding tight. And I think it's now or never, so to speak. I agree with the conservative caucus that says, look at, with Nancy Pelosi at the helm with her hand on the gavel and as hard a time as she's having right now, even before she's taking it, officially taken over as Speaker of the House, she's got her hands full. And I don't think she's going to be, a real joy and easier to deal with, once the new session is underway. What do you say?
Yeah, there's no question that, with control of both the House and the Senate, Republicans have to get this deal done. I mean, they have to get the border wall funded. It's not going to happen in the next 2 years. It's not going to happen under a Pelosi leadership, speakership. So, frankly, if you go into 2020 not having delivered the wall or funding for the wall, there goes a huge base
exactly.
Enthusiasm for President Trump. So it's got to get done.
Well, they're still trying to recover from the shock of the 2018. Of course, not the the eruption they expected, but still the Dems, feel like they've got some sort of mandate with capturing some 40-41 seats in the House. And I don't blame them for trying to push that narrative. I thought the Republicans didn't handle this as strategically as they could have. It's disappointing as to what happened. And of course, as long as the Mueller investigation on top of that continues, if that will ever come to an end. I mean, this has been a drag on this presidency. And I think Main Street America has about had it. They're saying, hey, look, show me something instead of looking like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. Chris, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the insight. All the best to you and the family for a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous and healthy new year coming up. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's Cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial federal government shutdown looking more and more likely come midnight. The House last night did approve a spending bill, but it's believed to be dead on arrival when it reaches the U.S. Senate. And the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump won't be blinking first.
The president's been extremely clear. If they don't get this done, then he's shutting down the government. And he said that just a few minutes ago via Twitter.
The Senate not expected to approve the House okay measure, which does include over $5 billion for the president's ordered border wall. Pope Francis ordering priests who've raped and molested children to turn themselves in immediately, making the demand in his annual Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy a couple of hours ago. He vowed the church will, quote, never again cover up sex abuse by priests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's Cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
The little lamb to the shepherd fold. Do you hear what I hear?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like is fresh and very independent. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry, joins us now. Eddie, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Bill, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on the show. Boy, I'll tell you, all this, you know, verbiage about a wall, slats, you know, you get yourself twisted in all this, you know, political pretzel logic, especially what's being thrust upon us by Schumer and Pelosi et al. But it really comes down to, look at, are you concerned about national security or not?
Exactly, and the White House advisor, Stephen Miller, did a fantastic job on that very subject last night on CNN. I think everyone should look it up online if they missed it. And it's true, you have to ask, what do Democrats mean when they say border security? How many people should be allowed to come in as asylum seekers? What's the limit on anything regarding immigration? You'll never get an answer. They're okay with shoveling money over and over again on things that they say, you know, that they care about, which is always border security, vague and means nothing. But they know that the wall is the one thing that may hurt them with their own Democratic supporters. So, of course, they're not interested in solving the problem. But the bigger issue was President Trump landing all over the map, and he's been all over the map on the wall for the last probably 5 months. He goes from one point saying we already have a wall. There's big chunks of the wall already built, but now we need money for the wall. Oh, and by the way, it's not a wall. It's artistically designed steel slats. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's been very helpful for his own negotiation. It looks like they may be getting some of their spine back within the last 24, 48 hours, though. So that's a good sign.
Well, you know, and this is uncharacteristic of him. I got to tell you, from a standpoint of, you know, this is what leadership does. What leadership does is that they're firm on a vision and on articulating that vision, especially as CEO. So something has happened. He's gotten off track here, and he needs to maybe call himself. And maybe that's what he did, because it seemed within a short period of time, he got away for a moment, and he started hearing conservative voices saying, wait a minute, you know, you are putting yourself in a George H.W. Bush moment here of read my lips. I mean, you cannot let this go by the wayside. He put the fire on Paul Ryan and the House, and they passed it. And now Mitch McConnell is realizing, going, wait a minute, this has been a heck of a year. I just had to go through Kavanaugh. I thought all the beating, I was going to get a little bit of break from the beatings. My scars are still trying to, you know, heal up. And President Trump says, hey, buddy, I need you back here one more time. We have got to make this happen. Take no prisoners. This has to pass, or I'm shutting it down.
Right, and I don't care that Christmas is coming up. The work is never done because Democrats never give up.
Well,
the national media never gives up on fighting over this problem. So
well, our national security is 24/7. The bad guys don't take a break. I mean, they want to take advantage of every vulnerability that we throw out there. If we think we're going to pack it up, I mean, it's like the knucklehead sheriff. And I don't know if you saw this last night or not, Eddie. This sheriff in California says, hey, we're kicking ICE out. You know, we're going to kick ICE out of our jails. They're not going to have anything to do here with us anymore. Oh, really? That's really brilliant. You just put that entire part of the country at risk now in saying that ICE has no place in your district. That's pathetic.
Right, and I actually had not heard of that. But the one thing I wrote about this a couple weeks ago was that Trump had set himself up for failure when he was in that meeting with Pelosi and Schumer and said, I'm proud to shut the government down, because I wasn't sure that he was serious. But if he was serious, and if he was going to go ahead and see the government get shut down, he would have to spend every waking hour talking about things just like that and reminding people, particularly his supporters and independents who his positions are very, very popular with, reminding them what's at stake. It's the caravan. That's not the last one that we'll see, the one that was
exactly
the election time. There's more. Mm-hmm. He has to talk about it. He has to tweet about it. He's got to go on TV and talk about it. And that will be a winning issue. And eventually, Democrats will cave in on it. I don't know what happened. He needs to go back and watch his campaign speech, the one that launched him in June 2015. I went back myself and watched it, and I said, mm-hmm. Where did that guy go?
Exactly. Well, I think his base reminded him real quick, like, what are you thinking? And, you know, they're willing to give him a little bit of slack on this deal with Mattis. You know, everybody's up. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi she's just shaking over Mattis.
Oh,
like what?
God.
Like Mattis is the last general standing here? Come on. You know, we've got a deep bench when it comes to the military. And look at why not? You know, for 17 years, we've been fighting in Afghanistan. What's the end game here? I mean, are we just there on, routine? We're just taking practice drills, or what's going on? I mean, last time I checked, we have real Americans dying there. Syria the same way. As General Tata said, it's not like we're that far away. I mean, if something happens and we need to come back in the area, we're there within 24 hours.
Absolutely, and I understand the argument that you're creating some kind of vacuum of leadership in the Middle East again, mm-hmm. So something like an Iraq situation. There's many reasons why those are not the same. But the whole thing with Jim Mattis, he's been there a while. It's not uncommon for cabinet officials to leave. It can sometimes be difficult to find a replacement, but mm-hmm. most Americans do not care about when one of them leaves. They care about seeing the country safe.
Well, let me say something, and I'm a military guy here, okay, former Marine. I think that I'm disappointed in General Mattis, frankly. that he would just pick up his marbles and leave. Look at it. If you're convinced of your position, you need to stay in the fight. It's not like Donald Trump fired you because you disagreed. You know, we need to have different viewpoints. His viewpoint is critical. It's part and parcel to the recipe. Why take it off the battlefield? Just because you didn't get your way and you're frustrated? I mean, talk about a timeout. I think General Mattis, of course, I wasn't there. I've been dealing with all the frustration, but I can tell you in my life, I've been in corporate settings where things are a challenge. And look, if you get to that point where you can't help the cause and you want to pack your marbles up and go, then go. You know, let's have somebody else in there. I mean, he said as much in his resignation letter. But frankly, for a man of such character and courage, you know, maybe he got some bad counsel or something in a bad moment. But I'm disappointed in him because he needs to be in there because he is a strong general. And, you know, we're not going to get another general just going to, you know, come in. You know, we went through that with Barack Obama. Barack Obama cleared out some excellent flag officers along the way because in his program, if you didn't agree with him, hey, there's the exit. You know, I'm president. You're not. Get the heck out of here. I mean, he picked no bones about it. With Donald Trump, I think it's a little bit different. He's a stronger president. He's got more of a backbone. He can handle people that disagree with him. And, you know, so even though I know there's more to the story here, and I want to give it, you know, some room to breathe, but on the surface right now, a lot of comments about General Mattis, like as if he's the, you know, he's the last general standing. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think also in his resignation letter, there was so much emphasis on it seemed to be, you know, an underhanded way of saying I don't like the way that President Trump talks about our allies. That seems to be more his reason for resigning than anything that
Eddie, he's offended because Trump's going to NATO and going, hey, pay up, pay your share.
Well, right.
You made a commitment. So that's talking bad to our allies.
No, I agree with you. I think that what it may make him uncomfortable, but the purpose of it is to be uncomfortable. These people sit pretty for a little bit too long, mm-hmm. and it is time for people to feel like we're not going to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders every single day from now on. Everyone needs to be in on this together, and I understand that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, but hey, he was elected to make things uncomfortable.
Well, look at Angela Merkel. She's making a backdoor deal with Putin. Oh, we have sanctions against Russia right now, but she decides to go rogue, make a backdoor deal, and the rest of the NATO countries, they're right there, you know, they don't say anything. Trump comes in and goes, what the heck are you doing? And, you know, and they all, you know, sit around like the frozen chosen, and he calls her out for her antics. And of course, what does she do? You know, she reverses her course and says, okay, yeah, you know, I probably should be dealing more with an ally than somebody who's been sanctioned. This isn't a good deal, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, he was elected to make a lot of people uncomfortable. He's doing it, and I know that that's hard for a lot of more traditional government people like Jim Mattis, mm-hmm. but, hey, that's the deal they signed up for.
You got it. He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Keep up the great work, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Eddie Scarry, thank you so much.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. The holiday season often means many extra purchases. Gifts, entertainment, and decorations can quickly add up to a costly season of spending. For families already struggling financially, Amazon offers a way to save. Financial expert Eva Macias suggests this savings tip.
To save money and time this holiday season, take advantage of the low prices, convenient shipping options, and free entertainment provided by Amazon Prime membership. Prime is accessible to everyone. In fact, EBT cardholders or Medicaid recipients can get all of the benefits of Prime for a discounted price of $5.99 per month. The majority of U.S. Prime members have access to free one-day delivery or faster, while all receive the best in entertainment with Prime Video, Prime Music, and Prime Reading, all of which will help you entertain guests and kids throughout the season.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Indeed. Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. You know, Bill Martinez live.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on the big voice here, but just the thought came to mind so rapidly it just was pouring out of me. I think that's what we need right now. We need a couple of really good angel sightings for 2018. Adam Holtz is with us, senior associate editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com for Focus on the Family reviews. What do you think, Adam? A couple of real good angel sightings. Maybe we might get this. Forget about the country. Maybe the world on track here.
Well, I guess if angel sightings is what it takes, that's what it takes, right, Bill?
Well, hey, at this point right now, I mean, we're on our knees. We're prostrate before a holy God and during a holy season where, as a deacon last weekend pointed out, in these days we live in two universes, one where Jesus has come. He is Emmanuel with us. And the second is Maranatha, is that Jesus will come again. And, you stop to consider, what that means and what that can do for us. I mean, all this politics, to get the wall, don't do the wall, Pelosi, all this other stuff. It's such a distraction when we have a more eternal, more important, significant eternal choices to make here right now.
Boy, that is exactly right. And, God is good and he is sovereign and he Amen. Is on the throne. And this is the season that we celebrate the coming of his son as a mm-hmm. baby. And it is a time for celebration. So I think That's a good word for me this morning, Bill. I think we just need help keeping perspective on the big picture sometimes.
Well, that's why we have you here, is so that we can talk about this. This is the joy of having people of faith, you know, come together. You know, we talk about, you know, as little kids, you know, that little light of mine, how it should shine. But that light gets brighter when more of us come together. And, you know, at a time, you know, it's like I was talking to a guy at the club yesterday. I said, you know, here, you know, when you got people, you know, still diving for that last parking space at the mall and, you know, all the hecticness of the season and that. You know, the upside of all this is that, you know, this year we've had like 6 weeks of, you know, the Christmas season, Christmas music, colors, all that. Atheists are just going nuts because now they're seeing Jesus in candy canes, you know, and then they go, hey, don't stop there. Let me tell you about the story of mistletoe, or let's talk about, Christmas trees and the 3 points of Christmas trees that represent the Trinity. Or, you know, let me really cause you brain damage. You were just screaming out the 12 days of Christmas. Do you know the 12 days of Christmas represent the embodiment of the gospel message? Ah! You know? So, the world of political correctness, they can't help themselves. And, oh, yeah, well, we did it to you because we Xmas. We took Christ out of Christmas. We're now Xmasing. Well, do you realize that X is the first letter of Christ in the Greek language, where this all originated from, okay? So X, not that bad. And as we were kids growing up, didn't we know X marking the spot?
Exactly. That's exactly right, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. You got me going here, Adam, for some reason.
I know, we digress a little bit.
Yeah, but hey, let's talk, you know, because of the season that it is, and I think it's so cool. There's a lot of Christmas movies that are out there that are very family friendly, that, you know, you don't have to, you know, flinch every time because some foul language, foul word is flying out there. You know, it's, you know, this is a time of year where we can make some great family friendly choices and, bring those movies into our homes and make the most of the holiday. Why not?
Yeah. You know, amazingly right now at theaters, there are some movies worth going out to see. And, you know, you and I know from talking previously, mm-hmm. there are a lot of weeks where there's not much that's even worth even a tepid recommendation, but we've got some good stuff in theaters right now, Bill.
Yeah, we got Mary Poppins being, and it's kind of amazing this year when you look at the best movies this year. They tell me that I think according to AP, most of them reboots, sequels, you know, that were the most successful movies this year.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, as much as we sometimes hear, oh, we want something original, it's the reboots and the sequels and the reloaded stuff that has the sort of built-in marketing advantage. So I guess it's no surprise that studios keep giving us more of that. And you mentioned Mary Poppins. The movie's actually Mary Poppins Returns. It's at the top of my list of family-friendly stuff right now that really is worth consideration. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is a sequel to the beloved Disney classic that came out 54 years ago. In 1964, and this one is, I think, of a piece with that. It's always hard to capture lightning in a bottle two times in a row, especially when you've got five pretty busy decades in between. Mm-hmm. But Emily Blunt stars as Mary Poppins this time around, and two of the children that we were introduced to in the first movie, Michael and Jane Banks, mm-hmm. are older now. Michael has gotten married and had three children, and his wife has died. Unfortunately, but it is Disney, so it's always risky to be a mother in a Disney movie, right?
Right, exactly. That and a baby deer.
And a baby deer. You don't want to be a baby deer. And so Mary Poppins shows up. Their house is in foreclosure, and things look desperate. And Mary Poppins really helps them to see a number of things, but that there's always hope, that there is always a chance for things to be put right. And even in the midst of tragedy and hard things, what matters more even than the outcome we long for is that we have each other. And so this is a movie that really emphasizes family. It emphasizes relationship. It emphasizes holding on to an optimistic outlook together. Obviously, this isn't a Christian movie, but those are themes that I think those of us who embrace Jesus can relate to with even more passion, because we have a reason to know that the news is good and the outcome is good. Yeah. So It's a terrific movie.
Yeah, but when you talk about hope, though, hope comes from God. Hope comes from, you know, what is your hope based on? If it's based on anything less than God, well, then, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, as they say, we're rolling the dice on that one. But,
sure.
You know, when you realize that God, even in his prophecy, he's batting, 1,000% right now, on 2/3 of that which he prophesied and said was going to happen. And he told us beginning, hey, I'm going to tell you this stuff. So not only that you have a heads up, but also that you realize that I am God. I mean, you tell me what other God. You tell me Muhammad. You tell me Buddha. You tell me somebody else. Who else has prophesied like God and said, hey, these things are going to happen? Who said, hey, look, you guys are a mess, but don't worry, I got you covered. I'm going to send my son to redeem you, and he is going to light the way to eternal life and bring you back into wholeness and holiness with a God who loves you, and all these frustrations of the world will vapor along with your tears. Who else has said that but our God?
And, I mean, but wait, there's more, right?
Oh, yes.
Not only is that true, he's a God who said, I will take up residence inside you, not because you have earned it, but because of what Jesus did on our behalf, and I will invite you to participate in my redemptive purposes,
right?
You know, and so it's such a holistic thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's what gives us hope. And
so absolutely. This
is the perfect transition. My point to this, and I knew you were probably going to get to this, so I didn't mean to preempt you. But
no worries, but
the idea of hope, if it's anchored in God, he's not going to disappoint. And right,
and Scripture says that hope doesn't disappoint.
Exactly. Exactly. So so there it is. Hope and family, great values there with Mary Poppins coming back. And I always like to say Mary Poppins because it just reminds me of the movie and it takes me back
exactly
a number
right.
of years.
Yep.
Okay. Spider-Man, huh? Also good?
Spider-Man is maybe the surprise of the year. Now, this is an animated movie. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And unlike most Spider-Man stories, it doesn't really revolve around Peter Parker. He is a character in the movie. But it revolves around another guy who has a spider bite and has spider powers named Miles Morales. And Miles is trying to stop a bad guy named Kingpin, who has figured out a way to cause havoc not only in our world, but in a whole bunch of alternate universes, parallel dimensions. And so what Miles does is he recruits characters in each of these other dimensions, one of whom is a pig called Spider-Ham. There's Spider-Man Noir. And so there's this whole sort of battalion of Spider-Man-themed characters who team up to try to stop what the Kingpin is up to. And this is a PG movie. Probably the biggest issue here is there are a couple of deaths that take place off camera that parents need to be aware of that. But man, that is the biggest content issue here. This is a terrific story. It really, really emphasizes the importance of taking risks in the best possible sense of that, of living into our calling, of realizing that we can make a difference, and working with friends and others with us along the way. In some ways, this is one of the bigger surprises of the year, Bill. And it's one of the best superhero movies of the year, and one that's a year that's been full of them.
Wow. Well, that's great. And, of course, a lot of R-rated movies, which is what you're going to get hit with, and I'm talking to the families here right now over, this Christmas weekend and holiday. So, hey, worst case, there's a lot of, traditional Christmas movies. Pull out the DVDs.
Yep.
Hey, fire up some popcorn, have some great time together, family, hope, and love, and enjoy the best of the season. Adam Holtz on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Bill.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS...